org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. U.S. cash flows remind listeners the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney. Before we get to David, I wanted to mention a movie we saw. I like on Saturday evening with the family to watch a movie, and my son gets them from Netflix very inexpensively. Well, there's a movie out. You may have already seen it. It's called Salt with Angela Jolene. It is the most dramatic, fast-moving adventure story you ever saw. Very well filmed. But the basic story is that there is this small group that wants to plunge the world into a nuclear war and destroy civilization. It's a Russian group. They're not necessarily part of the Russian government. They're independent, and it's a rather far-fetched story, very presented in a believable fashion. But as I thought about the movie afterwards, certainly there really is a Russian government, an American government, but there is another small group of very powerful men who are planning on plunging the world, into a cataclysmic war. That is what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's very real. It's totally independent of our government and the wishes of the American people. It's referred to as the establishment, Eastern establishment, the superclass, power elite, call it what you will. It's there. It's real. And, of course, how could any logical person want to plunge the world into a terrible war? Well, why would any logical person want to totally destabilize the Middle East? And, of course, this is going to end up with a radical Muslim taking over that region. It's already beginning to happen. And why would any logical person want to do that? Because, what's going to happen is that Pakistan's going to fall, and all those nuclear weapons that we were built after the American State Department transferred the technology and helped Pakistan build the nuclear weapons, they're going to fall into the hands of the radical Muslims, and sooner or later they're going to be used perhaps against India, perhaps against Europe, perhaps against the United States. Why would logical people do that? And yet that's exactly what has happened. We're dealing with people who are demonically inspired. Because, of course, even though most of the people don't understand at the very top of this, there really are people who worship Lucifer and want to see this wanton destruction. Well, anyway, at the end of the movie, it concludes where the President of the United States, a new President of the United States, has been installed, and it's obvious he is part of this secret group. And, of course, that's exactly what has happened. Where did Barack Hussein Obama come from? Who is he really? Well, a recent report by the Congressional Budget Office says that Barack Obama, if he completes his 4 years in office, will have accumulated a debt, a deficit, a federal deficit, equivalent to the total federal deficit accumulated by the previous 43 elected presidents of the United States. In other words, he will accumulate almost over $5 trillion in debt. And all the previous 43 presidents have accumulated probably about $5 trillion in debt, that is, taking out the Social Security and Medicare debt. Think of the implications. One man in 4 years accumulating a deficit that will destroy this country. Why would they, did they put him in power? Why did they choose Barack Hussein Obama? Well, if you read my newsletters, you'll know why. Because we quote from the Luciferians about how they've been praying for years that Barack Hussein Obama would become president. We give you the exact quotation written by Corrine McLaughlin from the Lucius Trust. Well, we are facing terrible times because America has abandoned the Constitution. What's the first step to taking America back is to understand our Constitution, Chris, is to understand the Brotherhood of Darkness and these Luciferian forces that are out there. But they're not imaginary. They're real. And, of course, with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution to talk to us once again about the importance of learning the Constitution and then teaching it to others, because we're going to have to take America back. I mean, certainly, neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, precinct by precinct, state by state. We're not going to do it by changing the president. We've got to change the worldview of the American people to understand that freedom once lost is never regained. Good morning, David. Thank you so much
for being
with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. And you're absolutely right. And it's going to take people at the local level learning what the founders' view of law and government was and what our founders intended by what they constructed with our constitutional republic, and then taking action in terms of who they vote for and who they hold accountable to that same standard, and spreading that word to as wide a circle of people as they themselves can influence. And we've seen great success of this past year, and we're very encouraged as to what's taking place, because people are waking up. The worse it gets, the more evil and the more abominable Washington, D.C. becomes, people are waking up and saying something is wrong, and we're giving them the answers to that at Institute on the Constitution. Well, Thomas Jefferson said this: in questions of power, then, let no more be said of confidence in man, but bind him down with the chains of the Constitution. And I like that word picture, because the chains are supposed to be on the government, the federal government, as well as our state governments, the chains preventing them from doing that which is unconstitutional. And actually, the word unconstitutional is just another word for illegal. And we know that what Washington, D.C. does, by and large, is unconstitutional. And I think it was the Heritage Foundation did a study, and they analyzed all the programs, and they analyzed the spending of the federal government, and they evaluated it that over 90% of everything done by Washington, D.C., everything spent by Washington, D.C., and therefore every tax dollar raised by Washington, D.C., more than 90% of it is unconstitutional, which is really just another word to say it's illegal. They're
and
breaking
we'll be back
the law.
In just a moment here with Pastor David Whitney as we discuss the importance of the Constitution.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest today is Pastor David Whitney, and he was simply quoting Thomas Jefferson, who said, "In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution." Why? Because, of course, he knew that politicians will always do what will get them reelected, and that's spend money. Do you realize that today, 43 cents out of every $1 that your congressmen spend is borrowed money? We're running a deficit of $1.5 trillion this year on a budget of about spending a plan of about $1.5 trillion out of a budget of $3.5 trillion. How can you spend money you don't have year after year after year? The plan is to destroy our monetary system, impoverish our, and enslave our people, thanks to our congressmen who are there to do mischief in Washington, D.C. Pastor Whitney, pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And for a number of months, we've been talking about what the Constitution says, what the Bill of Rights say, what they mean, how they protect our God-given rights, and then the subsequent amendments. And we've talked about the drift away from constitutional government that is even revealed in the number of those amendments to the Constitution, which vastly expanded federal power. And let's take a step back from all of that now and ask, how did we get to where we are today? 200-plus years later, after the Constitution was drafted and ratified, a limited federal government is something people can't even imagine. What's that even look like? A constitutional government that would be something our founders would have said, yes, we recognize that, is something that's non-existent in America and has been for many decades now. Well, this radical shift away from our founders' view of law and government began over 100 years ago, and we need to remind ourselves of the principles our founders established our constitutional republic upon. First of all, that law, like truth, is unchanging, it's absolute, and it's God-ordained. It's interesting. Do this little experiment if you have a chance to run into somebody who's an attorney and ask them this question: does law change? And because most of them have been trained in modern law schools, they will say, oh, yes, of course law changes. But how could law change if it's truly law? That is, if it's a standard, a fixed standard, law like truth, our founders knew was unchanging. It's absolute. It's God-ordained. Now, you might have to make some modifications over time to adjust for new developments or new technologies, but the essence of law does not change. And they derive this view that law does not change from the biblical view of truth. In the Old Testament, the word for truth, emeth, is a word that indicates something that is fixed, is unchanging, something that meets the test of time. In the New Testament, the word for truth is aletheia, the Greek word. It's identified with Jesus Christ himself, what he said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we know that Jesus is unchanging. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So truth does not change, and therefore law does not change. And so when they look to the thinkers of their day, Sir Isaac Newton, for example, in his scientific research, he taught that the universe is governed by fixed, absolute, God-ordained laws. You know, laws like the law of motion and law of gravity and mathematics, and 2 plus 2 equals 4, it always equals 4. It equals 4 if you were to go to the other side of the universe, it still equals 4. Or the laws of chemistry or laws of physics. All of these laws are fixed and unchanging, God-ordained laws. And our founders knew that the biblical laws for morality that govern the behavior of man were just as fixed and just as unchangeable as the law of gravity. Last week I testified down in the State House of our Capitol here in Annapolis to the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee, who is proposing to change the law of Maryland as to who can get married. In other words, they want to redefine marriage as between any two consenting adults or something of that nature, rather than saying that marriage is between a man and a woman. And I testified to them, you cannot change the law of the universe any more than you can vote to change the law of gravity. Anybody be a fool to listen to the state legislature that said, we have suspended the law of gravity. Anybody be a fool to believe that had actually happened. And therefore they jump off a 10-story building thinking, oh, you know, the law of gravity has been suspended by those, oh, wise politicians down there in the state capitol. Nobody's that foolish or naive to think that they can change the laws of the universe. Well, the law regarding marriage is equivalent to the law of gravity. God is the one who created it. God is the one who ordained it. And it is fixed. It is unchanging. You can call two sodomites going through some unmarried union as marriage, but it is not marriage. It's as foolish as saying the law of gravity no longer exists, or as foolish as saying it's 2 plus 2 equals 5. Well, just try to balance your checkbook on 2 plus 2 equals 5. You'll have a disaster on your hands. And indeed, our society will have a disaster on its hand as we undo the law of God and attempt to create something that is unlaw, which is really the only name you can give for these foolish attempts to redefine God's moral law that he established in his word. And so our founders knew that, like the law of gravity and like the physical laws of the universe, the moral laws for the governance of mankind are fixed and unchanging. And Isaac Newton, developed that in terms of the scientific realm because he was a Christian. And he actually wrote extensively on his interpretation of the Bible and Bible prophecy. And his view of fixed standard of law, the laws of nature and nature's God, is exactly what our founders meant when they used that phrase in the Declaration of Independence. The foundation of all of our law is the laws of nature and nature's God, fixed, unchanging, moral absolutes. You cannot change them. You cannot say that, oh, today it says thou shalt not steal, and tomorrow it says, yeah, go ahead and steal all you want. No, you have no legal system. You only have anarchy when you do any such thing. And so they also were informed in their view as to what is law from political thinkers and legal thinkers such as Blackstone, Montesquieu, and Locke, who taught them that man's laws, to be valid, to be just, to be legal laws, they must conform to the revealed law of Scripture, the law of nature, of both which were dictated by God himself to human beings. And the framers, therefore, believed the Constitution was to be interpreted according to a fixed standard, according to its plain meaning, and according to the interpretation of those who drafted it, those who ratified it. What did they intend by what they drafted and ratified? What did they mean by those words? That's how you're to interpret the Constitution. For example, James Madison, rightly called the father of our Constitution, he said, if the sense in which the Constitution was accepted and ratified by the nation be not the guide in expounding it, there can be no security for a faithful exercise of its powers. And that latter statement is where we are today. There's no security today for a faithful exercise of the powers of the federal government. They do whatever they bloody well please. And we see that, we saw that so clearly in the Obama, quote-unquote, health care bill. you know, they said, hey, we could do this. You can't question us. We don't care what the Constitution says. Again and again from congressmen and senators, we heard these what should be shocking and angering statements from these political hacks who, instead of doing what they swore an oath before Almighty God to do, were doing whatever they pleased, and they didn't give a rip what the Constitution said. They didn't even give a rip what it meant. It was a worthless piece of paper to them, and that's exactly how they treated it. Well, it's quite obvious, as Jefferson said, if the chains aren't on the people in office and the chains of the Constitution are not on them, if they are freed from those chains of the Constitution, what quickly happens is we, the people, become chained. That is, we become slaves of a tyrannical government that will do whatever it pleases to us. If we don't buy the proper health care, it'll fine us. If we don't do this, that, or the other, if we take medicines that they don't approve of, they'll come and attack us. On and on and on, the list of their tyranny goes. And we have no freedom, and there's no security for our God-given rights if such a government continues to exist. And
Let me just comment. There are treatments for cancer. There are very effective treatments for cancer, and you, as an American citizen, are not allowed to use them because there is a hidden agenda. If you haven't seen my talk on Hidden Agenda, you need to. You need to get the book, the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. This affects every American, and as David says, the government says you can't have it because we know best. Why? Because they are people who do not care if people are dying in agony unnecessarily all across America today. It's time we were free rather than having the government said, you can't have these cures because we say you can't have the cures for cancer. But remember, there's an excellent DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. You need to get it. You have my permission, the producer's permission to copy it and get it to everyone you know. Go right ahead, David.
Well, the interesting thing about that aspect, you know, the whole plan of federal control of medicine, FDA and so on, that's unconstitutional. There's no warrant anywhere in Article 1, Section 8 for our federal government to determine what anybody's health care is going to be or whatever medical treatment they are. That's completely unconstitutional. And they just act like that's normal. Of course we have to defend the people against other systems. No. It's not their job. It might be the job of the state governments, but I don't believe so. In fact, if the state governments want to do something along that lines, they've got to put it in their constitution, get permission from the people to have any power over this realm of our life. They only, and this is a false dichotomy that has been developed, we often believe the government has power just because it says it has power. No. The flow of power is this way. We, the people, have received our rights from God by being born and made in His image. We have dignity and we have God-given rights. And because of those rights, we compact together, we join together with other citizens in creating a government for the sole purpose of protecting and defending our God-given rights. And what the government is doing is the opposite. Instead of defending our God-given right to choose our health care, choose what type of medicine we want to have given to us, they're telling us we can't do that. They're the government. We never gave them the power to make any such decision for us whatsoever. Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, likewise, along with James Madison, made a clear statement about the idea of understanding what the Constitution meant and limiting the government to the terms of the Constitution. Jefferson said, "The Constitution on which our Union rests shall be administered by me," that's when he was president, "by me according to the safe and honest meaning contemplated by the plain understanding of the people of the United States at the time of its adoption." So you want to be just, you want to have an honest system of government, as Jefferson says, then the only way to interpret the Constitution is by the plain meaning at the time of its adoption. And yet today we have many law professors, most of them, I think, a few exceptions, maybe you can count on one hand, most of them say the Constitution's been to be interpreted by the judges as a living, breathing document that is ever changing, and its meaning changes with time. And one time it meant this thing, but oh no, it doesn't mean that anymore. It means the opposite of that. And what? We have no fixed standard whatsoever. We are under the tyranny of a wicked government who never got our permission to gain the powers that it is now exercising. George Washington.
I think it's so important for people to understand that if you don't like the Constitution, if members of Congress don't want to think that something is right in the Constitution, they have the perfect right to amend the Constitution. They don't want to amend the Constitution because they know the people don't want to change our form of government. So these traitors, these men who have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, just go ahead and ignore it. Ignoring their oath, one day I hope that they will stand before the judges of God, for as God has said, vengeance is mine. Go right ahead.
Oh, amen. And you're right that there is a way in which, if they don't like what the Constitution says, or they don't like the distribution of the powers, Washington put it this way, in what is arguably the most important political document in the history of our country outside the Constitution itself, and that was his farewell address when he basically ended his second term in office as president. He wrote a farewell address to the American people, giving them a very serious set of warnings and instructions as to what they needed to prepare for and do if they were going to preserve liberty and our constitutional rights.
Hold that thought, David. Hold the thought. Mm.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, I understand. Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, educate themselves and then begin educating others, because this is the foundation upon which we are building a revolution in America, a revolution to get back to our founding fathers' belief in the Constitution and constitutional government. And what the average listener doesn't understand is this movement is sweeping across America. You're not going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh. You're not going to read about it in Time magazine or Newsweek magazine or the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the Denver Post, because these people hate the Constitution. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's not going to be discussed on your ABC, CBS, or Fox, or Newsweek, pardon me, or NBC TV channels, because they don't want you to know there is a groundswell of support for our Constitution. But believe me, there is. Even going to court recently to call for a jury, the judge kept talking about the awakening belief and concern about our Constitution. And that's why when they opened Congress this session for the first time ever, they read the Constitution, and basically there is a new regulation in Congress that you have to say why your legislation is constitutional. We are having an effect, ladies and gentlemen, but only will be effective if everyone listening to this program gets involved. How can people learn about the Institute of the Constitution, David? How can they take the course on the Internet? How can they get a kit and start teaching the Constitution?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And, it is exciting. It is exciting as we see an awakening happening, and people who even hate the Constitution are finding themselves kind of having to talk about it and pretend they're following it and so on. But people can learn the Constitution by taking our course at Institute on the Constitution. Our website is iotconline.com. That website for Institute on the Constitution, again, is iotconline.com. All sorts of resources, articles, blogs, speeches, things that are available for free. And we encourage you to go to our store while you're there at the website and order a host kit. Now, a host kit is a simple way that we've designed for anyone without any background in history or law. In fact, you're probably better off not having any background in law because you've been taught the wrong thing by the law schools of today. But just take this kit. View it yourself, walk through it, perhaps with your family, and then gather a group of friends. We have a lot of people doing this in churches, and that's encouraging because churches should be a place where people are learning what they should do as a Christian citizen. Here's what we're required as a Christian citizen to do to understand the biblical view of law and government of our founders, to choose men who will follow that worldview, who will follow the meaning and intent of our founding documents, whose oath before God you can trust. That is one of the fascinating things about our form of government. We require every office holder to take an oath before Almighty God, holding their immortal soul endangered by not fulfilling that oath. And so, as Christians, we ought to be very careful evaluating who we will vote for. Can I trust that this person is going to take an oath and really follow through on that oath? Or are they an atheist? And, what's an atheist taking an oath anyway? And, so the host kit is a simple way to conduct a course with 12 lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo, 2 lectures by David Barton, a student manual with a thorough outline of each of those lectures and test questions and reading assignments and just a full course that you can conduct with a group of citizens to help train them. And Dr. Stan, we've been so encouraged by I just graduated classes this month out in Springfield, Ohio, about 250 folks there, and those classes are doubling and just exploding in other places around the country. The same thing is happening, and people are hungry. They're so hungry, they're saying, okay, what's next? And we're in the process of producing a course on the jury, that the juror has the power to judge the law and the facts, and we go into the history behind that, go into the constitutional law related to that, because jurors will not generally be told that in any other place, especially in the judicial system of our land today. And so get a host kit, start a group. Right now our online system for taking the course online is down, but we will have that back up. We hope to have that up shortly. But that's temporarily not available. However, there are a number of lectures and commentaries and many things that you could freely download from our website. I keep a blog of different events that I'm doing and different lectures I'm giving. And if you go to our website, iotconline.com, you can click on the blog there and see the most recent things going on. Also, we know that some people would prefer to make a purchase by phone and talk to someone and ask questions rather than just doing it by the Internet. So our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And every citizen needs to remember that if you don't lift a finger to defend liberty, if you don't do anything to restore our constitutional republic, you'll have nobody but yourself to blame when all of your God-given rights are stripped away and you're basically a slave of a tyrannical government that has no intention of doing you any good, only doing you evil, not only you, but your children and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. What will it be 100 years from now if your grandchildren and great-grandchildren look back and say, what did my granddad do or what did my grandma do? Did they do anything at all in that terrible conflict that took place over our liberties and our God-given rights? And I think most people, if they thought about it, would say, I've got to do something. And here's a simple thing that every one of us can do. Get a host kit at iotconline.com or call us at 866-730-9796 and join this grassroots roots movement. And it'll take that. It'll take citizens just without any structure that forces them to do anything, but just studying the Constitution, teaching others these principles, and we can see a restoration of our constitutional republic. We see very encouraging signs right now, and that tells us, as you said, Dr. Stan, we are making an impact. In spite of those who are arrayed against us, we are far greater in number. The citizens who want a constitutional republic are far greater in number than the minority of tyrants who plan to strip us of our God-given rights and our God-given liberty and destroy our constitutional republic. So if we, the grassroots, if we can rise up now, study these materials, then take action in the political realm, we can restore the republic and we can get rid of these tyrants who currently are seeking to destroy our liberties.
And I would simply point out, there are probably not more than 5,000 or 6,000 members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Then there are a lot of people out there who say, well, we're a democracy and I want what I want, what other people have. I want to vote for the politician who's going to give me something. They're going to take it away from somebody else. They're going to give it to me. And that's because we've taught them America's a democracy. That is why they passed the 17th Amendment. That is why they use the educational system and to push this idea we're a democracy, and President Obama says we're a democracy, and Mrs. Obama says we're a democracy, and all the politicians say we're a democracy. We're not. You need to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy if you hope to survive freedom.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins asks listeners, do you think driving drunk is no big deal? Imagine what it can do for your social life, including bus rides, counseling, community service, court dates, and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This is a message from Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins. Give them a call today at 225-2000. They remind you, you don't drink and drive. Your life and your mind depend upon it. 225-2000. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, go right ahead.
Well, before we talked about how people can get involved and change.
David, did we get out the telephone number for?
Oh, yes. Let me give that telephone number again. The toll-free number for the Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796.
Good.
And George Washington said this in that very, very important address, the farewell address. He said, "If, in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modifications of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong," that is, he's saying if we look at the Constitution and say, you know, the founders made a mistake here, they did something that really doesn't protect our God-given rights effectively enough. This is what he said. "Let it be corrected. If you find an error, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way the Constitution designates." And, of course, he's referring to Article 5 that clearly lays out the process of amending the Constitution. We've amended the Constitution 27 times. And he says, do it by the way the Constitution designates, but let there be no change by usurpation. In other words, don't let anybody in power start operating unconstitutionally without amending the Constitution. If they wanted the health care bill, if they wanted that and they believed that was very important, they needed to amend the Constitution to give the federal government the power. The people would give the federal government the power to do something about health care. If they want to have laws regarding whether you can take certain vitamins or not, you've got to have an amendment to the Constitution that grants the federal government power over vitamin decisions. I mean, these things, if they're not done by the amendment process, Washington rightly calls them usurpation. If you look back at our Declaration of Independence, you see that that is the exact reason we separated from Great Britain. That's the exact reason we said King George III is a tyrant. He's unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Why? He engaged in usurpation. He violated the Constitution. He violated the colonial charters. He broke the law. He's a lawbreaker. And those who today are violating the Constitution are lawbreakers. And George Washington continues that some people will defend usurpation. He says, though this may, that is usurpation, be in one instance an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. We need to take his warning seriously. Free governments are destroyed by usurpation. When the government acts outside the law, when the government does not amend the Constitution and just goes ahead and does whatever it bloody well pleases, that is a tyrannical government like King George III. That government needs to be put out of power. It is illegal government. In fact, I think now we can rightly say, because 90% of what Washington, D.C. does, 90% or more of what they spend is unconstitutional, therefore it is illegal. I think we can rightly say that the D.C. in Washington, D.C. now stands for District of Criminals. They are criminals. They are breaking the law day in and day out. They are violating the Constitution. But there's no constitutional police force in a sense of something other than we, the people, the citizens. We are the constitutional police force. Therefore, we've got to know the standard ourselves and be able to hold our elected officials accountable to the standard. I was just reading here a little bit ago about the list of people who voted for this current version of the Patriot Act, and I was shocked to see Michelle Bachmann's name on that. It's like, what? Doesn't she understand the Fourth Amendment in the Bill of Rights? I mean, that's just one specific example of somebody that I thought had an understanding of the Constitution, which it appears she does not have an understanding of the Constitution. Tragic. Tragic, because many people look to her as the bright leading light, the shining star. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. If the best that we have in Washington, D.C. is a Michelle Bachmann, and she doesn't understand the Patriot Act is unconstitutional, illegal, and therefore it's usurpation, oh, we're in big trouble. We need to replace a whole bunch of people. The majority of the one analysis said the majority of the people who got swept in with the Tea Party vote here in November voted for this Patriot Act. What?
And, of course, the thing is, it's all about protecting the people from the wicked terrorists. And yet, of course, we've not had one major terrorist attack in America, you know, since September of 2001. And our borders were open. The terrorists could come in any time. And the smoke bombers' bomb didn't go off. The shoe bombers' bomb didn't go off. The underwear bombers didn't go off. This whole war on terrorism is as phony and contrived as the 18-day revolution in Cairo, all carefully orchestrated political theater. What a shame that Michelle Bachmann doesn't understand that. And so many members back there in Washington, D.C. are told, well, you don't want to be preserved as soft on terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, who funds the terrorist movement? Who could have possibly coordinated this thing as carefully? If it hadn't been for the intelligence agencies, there would be no Hamas. There would be certainly no Muslim Brotherhood. And you need to barrage your congressmen, especially if they're one of the Tea Party people, and let them understand the war on terror is phony, and they should be ashamed of themselves for violating their oath. They're not protecting the American people. They're trying to protect their seats and appear tough on terrorism, and terrorism is not a factor. Why, if there's really a terrorist threat, have there been no major terrorist attacks in the United States since September 11, 2001? Go ahead, David.
Oh, excellent point. So we need to recognize that our founders were very wise in what they crafted, and we need to hold our current elected officials accountable to that standard of our Constitution. So that's where our founders stood. That's what they believed. That's what they proclaimed. That's what they meant by the documents that they crafted that formed our constitutional republic. Well, how did we get away from that view of law and government, a fixed standard and that everyone is accountable to? Well, a changing view of truth was arising at the same time, actually, that our founders were forming our constitutional republic. Thinkers such as Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who lived from 1712 to 1778, he rejected the concept of sin. He said, well, men aren't sinful. There is no such thing as sin. And he stressed that every man is good. Every man is, in essence, a good person. And he blamed, this is really funny because if you think of the logic of this, it's completely irrational. He blamed human institutions for the existence of evil. Well, wait a minute. If human beings are all good, where does evil come from? Because human institutions are made by human beings.
Hey, we're out of time, David. God bless. Thank you so much.
God Bye-bye. Bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your work.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and basically we carry something called the Freedom Documents. There are 50 documents, including George Washington's Farewell Address, and the Gettysburg Address, the Mayflower Compact, and the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution, and so many of the founding documents of America. They're put together by our good friend Chuck Baldwin, and we carry them, the Freedom Documents. You need a set of them. We have a four-tape set on the foundations of our freedom, simply talking about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the information you need to listen to over and over again. And then we have a little inexpensive pamphlet. It's called, for $3.95. It's called We Are a Republic. What's the difference between a republic and a democracy? How do we know we're a republic and not a democracy? After all, if everybody says we are a democracy, if everybody knows it, how could they all be wrong? Well, this little pamphlet will explain to you, of course. The media is controlled. They want to convince us we're a democracy so they can take us into tyranny, because as Plato pointed out in the Republic, democracies degenerate into despotism. That's why the people who want a dictatorship in America want to convince you we are a democracy. These three items, the freedom documents, the four-tape set, the foundation of our freedom, and the pamphlet, We Are a Republic, are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. How are you going to get people concerned and involved? Well, I think this DVD and Mazuko has given us permission for you to simply copy and distribute this DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. They're treatments, they're suppressed, they work, and they are intentionally allowing people to suffer and die. Why would any rational person do that? Well, you need to get our four a CD or a tape set called The New Barbarians, where Dr. Denikin talks about having heard Dr. Richard Day, the director of Planned Parenthood, back in 1969 say there are too many people in the world. We've got treatments for cancer. We're going to keep them locked up. People have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. They might as well die of cancer. We have the transcript of that. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. You need to get it. You need to understand we're dealing with evil, evil, evil men. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. You need to tell other people about the website. In fact, they can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day. They won't get much done if they listen 9 hours a day. But, boy, they'll sure get a lot of great information. We've got great programs coming up this week, as every week. And, of course, we hope that you will encourage people to listen to this radio station and listen to our program every morning at this time or in the evening when it's rebroadcast. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. The wicked people are in control. That movie I talked about at the beginning of the program, Salt with Angela Jolene, you'll really enjoy it, but there's a message there. There really is a group. More until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based